Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I can't believe this. I'm always be honest with you. My dad, big Met fan, just texted me, quote, "I agree with Sean."
No, he didn't.
About the Juan Soto stuff.
Really?
Wow.
And I just texted him. I was like, for what reason? Why would Soto not want to swing? He's like, I don't know. It just seemed out of character for him to take those pitches.
Well, that's the problem, is that you've never seen it before.
Yes.
And the fact that the broadcast brought it up makes it even more alarming.
I agree. And Evan asked an important question, right? If I'm going to theorize that, and again, I don't know that it's true. Why? You asked why.
Mm-hmm.
And the more I thought about in the commercial break, I think the why is, maybe he right now is just a little annoyed with Carlos Mendoza, and it goes back to the post-game quotes about the hustling, where he directly, you know, Soto kind of didn't. It created another added controversy, and I think Mendoza was just doing the right thing and being honest. And then, look, a couple days later, this continues. He gets slid to third, whether he likes it or not. Who knows what actually happened in that pregame discussion to get there? Maybe there's just an annoyance now between Soto and the manager.
And we'll never know, because Mendy did say, I need to speak to Soto about the lack of hustling. Soto, in that kind of same time period, says, I'm hustling, what are you talking about? The next day, when Mendy's asked about it, he says, hey, I'm going to keep those conversations private.
Right.
And Soto hasn't really said anything to the media over the last couple of days. He hasn't really been available.
No.
So we don't know what the hell happened. I still don't go to that extreme of, yeah, he just came up and said, I'm not going to swing. I just can't get to that extreme, but hey, my dad agreed with you, so congratulations.
Thank you.
As you sit there in your Jermaine O'Neal Pacers jersey.
Can we have a day today?
What does that mean?
Can anybody?
What does that mean?
You know, I don't know.
What?
Look, as a Nets fan, I had no problem when Knicks fans were in Celtic jerseys around here.
Yeah, but wait a second. You got to be better than that.
No, like, I don't. I'm worse.
Okay. You know what? Touche. I choose to. I think Michelle Obama says it. They go low, we go high.
Let's be honest, though, Evan.
I do that. Sean goes, they go low, I go lower.
And Evan, be honest, I'll reveal a little something. Evan Roberts is the only one around here who knew I owned this jersey, because I let him know about 3 weeks ago I had it.
I do remember that, yeah.
And Evan was the response, Sean, I think it's a bad idea if you wear that jersey.
No, I'm not going to tell you what to do.
All right. So that, I think
what
did, that's...
What was your response then,
Evan? I just said, why do you have a Pacer jersey? I was more enamored.
You are the
that.
Leader of this show.
Mm-hmm.
Despite me being the old man on the show, you are the leader of the show.
Do I ever tell you what to wear?
No, because I wouldn't listen.
Exactly. Why would I think, am I going to create a wardrobe
for this? Unless you brought me some of that sweet flag and anthem that you have.
That I'll consider doing. I did not make him wear that Pacer jersey, by the way.
But your guidance when he showed it to you gave him bad indication.
That was the green light of what he should do.
If Sean had asked me this morning, hey, I'm thinking of wearing a Jermaine O'Neal Pacers jersey, my response would have been, you do what you want, but I think that's disgusting. Mm. That would have been my response. And again, he could have done what he wanted. What we all want to do is hear a Cinco.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere, and by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888thebenz.com. I'm wearing an Indiana Pacers jersey, and that's okay, Knicks fans, because I'm here to give you the five reasons the Knicks will still ultimately be fine in this series.
Oh, okay.
Here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
The Knicks are still healthy, so they're not also playing attrition.
They may just be playing, getting worn down over playing at the Pacers' pace and not having the deepest bench.
Yeah, but
think
about
they may be competing with.
I just went back and I forget. I think it was The Athletic. I was watching all the shots from the Pacers in that last minute. Most of them, Nesmith's three-pointers. They couldn't rotate right. And so I don't know if they were worn down. They were just lost. And so, like, in those moments, you got to be prepared for what you got to do. And they weren't. And to me, it's slowing down. Don't try to speed up and go get shots. Slow it down. Make them have to think about how they're going to get those three-point open looks as opposed to playing so fast and then making it easy for them. So, to me, I don't even know what my point was, but that's what I took away from
I got you.
From that last moment of those games.
Getting burnt out. Here we go.
It wasn't
number four.
You just lost, man.
Maybe lost, man. We'll put a pin in that one, Tiki. All right, number four. The Pacers are intimidated by Mitchell Robinson's size. You heard Halliburton. You saw Halliburton at the end have to go all the way back out to attempt the three-point. This could be ultimately the difference in the series if Thibs wakes up here.
And you could see Rick Carlisle trying to do similarly to what Mazzulla did, which is let's hack him to get him out of games.
No, I could see them saying, I want him when he's a free agent.
Well, that too. I mean, look, Mitchell Robinson.
I mean, he didn't say, God, I hate Mitchell Robinson. He said, quote, I love him. And he said it with like emotive expressions.
Right.
I love Mitchell Robinson.
Well, Tyrese is a very loving guy.
Yeah.
I think he is a force in this series, and I would not be surprised to see Rick Carlisle. And there's one thing Rick Carlisle does. I've gotten used to it. It's annoying me. Every time he calls a timeout in which he's kind of frustrated with his team, he gives his bald head a massage. Mm. Has anyone noticed that?
He's trying to calm himself.
That's a bald tick.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I've done it.
It feels good to rub a bald head.
Okay. See, this is why I told you guys. You guys were informing me about bald people.
All right, here we go.
Number three.
The Halliburton choke sign. Look, they won the series when Reggie did it, the Knicks did. And I can see it now. As much as I love that moment, that could live in Knicks billboards and T-shirts forever in a positive way.
I can't wait for it to live in Indiana lore when they lose this series.
Yeah, it's weird, though. The Pacers lost the series we talked about in 94, and yet the Reggie Miller choke job is glorified.
Yeah.
So I don't understand that.
I don't either.
Oh, these Knicks fans?
Just because it was, like, iconic. This is when it happened. It was like, oh, you did that. Oh,
I think it's because it got connected to the following year when the Pacers did win. That's my only guess on why it was able to live.
But Indiana can't think that.
Why else would it survive?
The Indiana
they lost the
fan
series.
Can't think that. They should know.
I think they know, but I think they connect it with his success against the Knicks, which included beating them in the following years.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's the only thing I can think of.
Because they were able to erase it the next year. That helped. All right, here we go.
Number two.
Nesmith will never be that unconscious again in the series. I refuse to believe that we will ever see that again the rest of this postseason from
talking about 88.9% from three-point range is unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
That's him, man. He's that dude.
Yeah.
There was nothing the Knicks could do.
He heard us talking about them not having a closer, and he said, hold my beer.
Well, what's incredible is they all took turns closing because Nesmith made the threes to get him back in the game. Halliburton made the shot to tie the game. And then Nemhart made a bunch of big threes, a bunch of big shots in overtime.
Right.
So they almost took turns on who was going to be that closer.
And last but not least.
Number one.
Celebrity Knicks fan Ben Stiller officially agrees with Positive Tommy's leadership and has proclaimed all Knicks fans to follow him. If you saw Ben Stiller's tweets last night. So what can go wrong? Ben Stiller.
Positive Tommy.
Ben Stiller's now following Positive Tommy. That's the number one reason you don't have to worry.
What happened last night is Tommy put out a video. It was a very positive video, like, hey, we'll be fine. I think his quote on last night's game was, no biggie.
Generational talent.
Is that fair? Is that what you said? No biggie?
That's exactly what I said.
Okay. Yeah. So he does a video, no biggie. We're going to be fine.
And I will lead you. And Ben wrote, agreed.
Ben Stiller retweeted the video and wrote, agreed.
Are you guys like besties now?
Not besties.
Are you DMing each other back and forth?
Well, listen.
Hey, let's go get a beer before the game.
Forget a beer.
I'm going to be there Friday. What do you want to do, bro?
Next season of Severance, Positive Tommy making a cameo.
Oh, God.
Hook that one up.
I think you almost have to respond to him now at some point. Like, because he tweets about the Knicks a lot. And since he clearly likes you, he now follows you. He co-signed one of your obnoxious videos. Don't you have to retort to him, like, when he says something about the Knicks, like, I'm with you, Ben!
Right. Or
something
co-sign.
Like that?
Co-sign.
Yeah, I would say so.
Something he does, and then say, You know, we could put cameras. There's cameras already in the Evan and Tiki studio.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You could be on Severance with our boys, you know, include us.
Yeah, I want to be an innie.
Is that what you're trying to do now? You're trying to turn this into a TV thing?
Take that Pacer jersey off and
opportunities
we'll
are rarely perfect, but if they come, you got to be ready for them.
If he could lead us to a good Apple show, I will follow. I will lead us. I do have to say, did you guys notice the Tommy video last night? I wish I had the audio to play.
What about it?
I think he's morphing as the series goes on. Tommy now is changing his voice in these videos.
Is he? Well, why don't you pull up the video so we can all hear it?
All right, I'll go find it.
I mean, it's not that difficult to do. You did not curse in said video? Because obviously one of the videos you did recently about me, you cursed quite a bit.
Well, I hasn't felt Ben might have saw that about you, by the way.
Oh, if he said agreed on that one, I would have...
That would have made your life.
Retired.
You'd be like, damn right that guy's got a small you-know-what.
I did not curse. I said effing at one point.
All right,
not
pull up the video so everyone can get to hear Tommy's video that Ben Stiller co-signed.
Because not everybody has X and follows.
Exactly. Let me know when you have it. In the meantime, let's say good afternoon to David in Manhattan. What's up, David?
What's up, Dave?
Hey guys. All good. I just want to kind of agree with you about Jalen Brunson being a poor defender. I kind of lost all faith that we can even advance beyond the series based on the Matador defense. I don't understand why, Tiki, I agree with you as well. And you can't bring him back in the game. I understand we're paying him a lot of money. He's the leader of the team, but he's costing us the game.
Yeah,
keep him out of the game.
And David, the more I think about it, it's like you're up by double digits. You have a superior
Thibodeau's
defender.
Thibodeau's got to go. Thibodeau is done.
Thibodeau's got to go.
We can't fire him right now.
In the middle of a series.
He's guaranteed next year. That's obvious, just because of the series. It's bad if they lose this series, because we talked about before the series started. They're expected to win right now. Like, this is their chance to get to the finals. But you can't fire Thibodeau after this. But my point, to his point, Deuce is a better defender. And so when you have a double-digit lead, I know you want your closer, your scorer in there, but Deuce can defend better in those moments.
He can defend better, but you lose too much as a closer. He's got to be in the game.
I hear you. But
argument is against Cat.
But they had three. Hey, you just mentioned it. There are three guys, and you can't defend them all, especially if you're basically 4-on-5.
Jalen Brunson needs to play, though.
I know that, Evan. Well, I'm not saying that.
But you're saying you should set up for Deuce.
I'm talking about in those moments, like those early couple of moments, just let him sit there for a little bit longer.
Well,
when it gets to the point where, all right, timeout, we got to get Jalen Brunson back in the game, then you let Jalen go be the hero.
Here is the Tommy Lugauer video that Ben Stiller co-signed by tweeting, agree.
And I want you to notice, Tommy, does his voice change, or am I crazy?
What? All right, I know everybody's down pretty bad tonight, so a couple things. Number one, no biggie. Knicks in seven, you could take it to the bank. I believe in the power of positivity. I believe in positive Tommy. And if you doubt positive Tommy, you are going to be made to look very, very foolish. Number two, throughout this entire playoff run, the Knicks have always bounced back after a loss with a win. They have dudes. They have dogs. They're going to do damage on Friday night. There is no quit in this Knicks team, as there is no quit in positive Tommy. Number three, let's give Tyrese Halliburton a little history lesson. Because if he wants to do the choke sign at Madison Square Garden, just like his idol Reggie Miller, let me remind Tyrese Halliburton that the Pacers lost that series. The Knicks won that series. So if you want to do that choke sign like you did tonight at Madison Square Garden, you are tempting fate, you are tempting the basketball gods, and you will lose this series just like Reggie Miller did to the Knicks way back in the day. And look, speaking of Reggie, he's pointing at Tyrese Halliburton after the game, very professional. Everybody on the TNT crew, all the members of the coalition and Nick Hader, Shaq, Chuck, the whole crew there, laughing at us, which they love to do. They love to make fun of the Knicks. They love to make fun of the Knicks fans. They love to soak in the loss and just bathe in our misery. Well, here's what I would say to that. Let him, because it's going to make it even sweeter when we ram it up the entire coalition of Nick haters' ass. Knicks in seven, you could take it to the effing back.
Positive Tommy.
Loogie!
I don't think he changed his voice.
He changed his voice. He just became a WWE star.
He was like, number one, number two, take it to the bank.
I think he was cutting a wrestling promo.
It's New York. You got to get a little hoodish.
That's right.
I guess.
Hey. All I know is Ben Stiller said, agreed. That's what I know.
Which I assume, now, let's just like break this down, because this is the first thing I thought of. I was like, Ben Stiller took 2 minutes out of his life to listen to this video.
At what time did he quote tweet you?
Bro, I put this out, I think, around midnight or
so. Oh, I have the...
What's the timestamp?
The Ben Stiller was right after you tweeted it, so it looks like 12:22 a.m. from Ben
Stiller. 12:22 a.m.
So shortly after you even put the video out.
So you're top of his list?
Must be.
Of his feed?
That algorithm post game for the Knicks stuff led to positive Tommy.
Well, how many followers did you pick up?
Oh, a bunch. Well, he said his followers, because he said agreed, which I assume when you say agree, he agreed with everything. The coalition indicators, all the points I made, Reggie Miller being unprofessional. I just assumed he co-signed on everything. And it was just one of those things.
Yeah, I would assume that.
Good job, Tommy.
Do you think, Teak, he watched the whole video, or do you think it was like 10 seconds?
I think he watched the whole video.
Wow.
I do. Because I don't know how you start that video and then stop it.
Yeah, you got to keep going.
You got to watch the whole thing.
My favorite part of that video that I could listen to over and over again is you saying, no biggie.
No biggie.
No biggie. No biggie.
Only the most devastating loss in NBA history.
And I know how like hurt you were from this game. Like, there's no way you were just like, yeah, no biggie. And you just so casually are like, no biggie.
Oh, jeez.
Can you play that first part again? No biggie is, I want to die listening to that over and over again. Here we go. The no biggie part. All right, forget it.
Well, everybody's down pretty bad tonight. So, couple things. Number one, no biggie.
Put that on a shirt.
Number one, no biggie. And you know what? If you win this series, which the Knicks still have a great chance of doing, I think the slogan for the positive Tommy Knicks is, no biggie. We got this. We got it all. We'll get back to your calls. We'll get into Reggie Miller's broadcast last night. But right now it's time for the Lime Time highlight of the night presented by Corona. The sound you're about to hear comes from last night. And of course, it comes courtesy of TNT.
2-point game. Indiana with it. Halliburton. He'll take it. He'll backpedal a three for the win. And goal! He got it!
Yeah, that was the Lime Time highlight of the night presented by Corona. We are live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
Evan, before you say that, before I forget, because I blanked here in this last segment, which rarely happens to Positive Tommy, I think what we learned here, whether you're a listener or you're all the guys here that follow me, and if you're Benjamin Aloysius Stiller, at some point you need a positive Tommy in your life. Ben Stiller, who's got millions upon millions of dollars, is just like all of us. He's a Knick fan, he's feeling down in the dump, and he needed a little bit of positivity in his life. So thank you, Ben, and it's my pleasure. I will lead us as you co-signed. That's what I wanted to say. I forgot my own material.
As I was going over the two-minute report, they did mess up on the Obi top and dunk. There should have been a foul call. Outside of that, basically everything was correct. But keep in mind the goaltend in question that was very, very borderline that Knick fans are kind of screaming about, and it could have changed the course of overtime.
Makes it a six-point game in overtime as opposed to four.
Right, and also it led to a transition three, which made it a one-point game. Right. So it's really like a five-point swing. That fell outside of the 2 minutes. So there's no word of that in the two-minute report, because even though it was an overtime, they don't list something that featured or happened with 3 minutes to go.
That really
so no word from the league on that.
That doesn't make sense that they don't do overtime as well.
Yeah, you do the whole thing.
Because the 2 minutes are the critical moments of the game. You want to make sure that those calls are called correctly. The overtime is probably more critical.
I would agree. I would get the whole thing, but they only do the final 2 minutes. Now, let me get to Reggie Miller real quick. I thought Reggie Miller called a really fair game until the end.
Yeah.
I thought throughout the night, Reggie was calling it like it is. He was being fair to the Knicks. He was being fair to the Pacers. But I pulled three examples of Reggie Miller, and you almost can't blame him because he's a Pacer legend. He loves the Indiana Pacers. It would be like me calling a Mets game. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to be fair, and then, you know, at the very end, it's like, ah!
Yeah, when something good happens for the Mets, you're like, oh, Lindor, you have to stanch it.
And you're trying to hold it in because you're trying to be classy, but you almost can't. So here are three examples I present to you, to the jury. Exhibit A of Reggie Miller. This is after Aaron Nesmith made a three with about 30 seconds to go in the game. This was the Nesmith three that made it a little bit closer. And listen carefully to Reggie Miller.
Nesmith, it's a three. Whoa. It's a two-point game.
Oh my
goodness. It's a two-point game with 22 seconds to go.
Try to go for the steal. Timeout here by the Knicks.
Listen to his voice. Oh my goodness. Like you hear that, oh my God?
Right, but he's also saying, now Pacers, try to go for the steal.
Right. So that was the first crack
like
in the arm.
Coaching. He's like, he's coaching the Pacers.
I mean, this is his team. Here's example number two. This is after OG Anunoby missed the free throw.
With 2:35 left in the fourth, it was a 14-point lead for the Knicks, 119-105. Oh, and a missed free throw right there.
You hear that? Oh, goodness.
Look, I don't mind that one because it's kind of, that actually is what the Knicks fan felt. Like, oh my God, are you serious? You just missed a freebie?
Mm-hmm.
Make the freebies. You win the game.
Don't you think there are two kinds of oh my goodnesses? There's the oh my goodness, and then there's the
but I think every Knicks fan said the same thing.
Okay.
Just different, I don't know, like meaning behind their oh my goodness.
Here is my third example, and you may have heard this, but I want you to listen very carefully to Reggie Miller's cackle. This is after Tyrese Halliburton, we thought, won the game for Indiana, but really tied the game for Indiana.
He'll take it. He'll backpedal a three for the win. And oh! He got it!
I mean, that was bad. He's laughing at the Knicks, basically.
All he's doing is laughing.
He's laughing at the Knicks.
His reaction is to laugh.
And he's probably laughing because he saw the Halliburton choke sign.
Yes, which he did not bring up. Stan Van Gundy brought it to his attention. But those are the only three examples. I think the rest of the night, Reggie really tried to call it fair and square.
Yeah. And again, only one of those is, two of those are bad.
So two of those are bad?
Two of those are bad. One of them is just kind of like, make the free throw.
Oh, my God. It was an excited oh, my God, but nevertheless.
Goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness. Let's go to Joey in Westchester. What's up, Joey?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're good.
I just have three quick points that the Knicks messed up time management-wise and strategy-wise, in my opinion. Sorry if you guys hit on these already, but 41 seconds remaining. Knicks up six. Cat makes a layup with 9 seconds left in the shot clock.
Yep.
In my opinion, milking the clock there is far more important than the point.
Yep.
Like,
agreed.
Milk those 9 seconds and then shoot. Okay, so then second point, 29 seconds remaining, Knicks up five. Brunson dribbles into the paint, loses the ball on a pass that looks like he's about to assist to OG, but there was 19 seconds left on the shot clock there. Why aren't you at the top of the arc, dribbling out the clock? And look, you can either get it down to 10 seconds, but realistically, the Pacers are going to foul you. So you're up two possessions, force Indiana to foul with like teens left on the shot on the play clock.
Yep.
And then the third point and the last point, there's 12 seconds remaining. Knicks up three. In my opinion, it's too early to intentionally foul there because now you're putting the pressure and assuming the pressure to make the free throws yourself than the Pacers making a three.
Yeah.
So maybe they're afraid because the Pacers were shooting lights out, but I think you need to let some clock come off before fouling. And this happened in the Thunder game, too, against the Nuggets in game one last series. So, like, I think a similar thing happened. So that's just my opinion.
Yeah, what you do by that last one that you mentioned, you ensure that the Pacers have now at least two more possessions. And that's what hurts you. Limit their possessions. It's just kind of – it's almost the same in – baseball's the only one that doesn't count because it's prescribed how many at-bats you get. But football – it's all about possessions.
Yeah.
Like if you can steal a possession, that's why fourth down, going for it on fourth down analytically has become such a big deal in the NFL. It's because you take a possession away from the other team. In that case, you have 12 seconds left. Take as much time as you can so that they maybe have a possession and a half.
There were multiple examples of this. He did a great job laying it out. I think the most egregious one was the last one he talked about, which is what led to the OG Anunoby turnover. Because you literally only used 5 seconds off the shot clock. You're right. Make the Pacers decide if they just want to foul you and send you to the line.
Yeah.
Or that maybe you can milk the clock for a full 19 seconds and only leave 5 or 6 seconds left. And even if you miss, it's a 5-point game.
Yeah.
As far as fouling too early, I agree. I think they were so spooked by Nesmith.
Mm-hmm.
He was so online that once he got the basketball in the corner, I think they were convinced he was going to put it up.
It didn't matter whether it was 28 feet or 30 feet, you felt like the ball was going up.
Yes.
And you honestly felt like it was going in because he didn't miss.
But let's say you don't foul him and he makes it. There's 12 seconds left. You have the basketball. You've got the best closer in the sport right now in Jalen Brunson. You can still go out and win the game.
I agreed.
And when you foul early, you leave it open to bad things happening like OG Anunoby and Karl Anthony Towns missing a free throw.
Yep.
Connor is in Huntington. Hey, Connor.
Hey, guys, I called yesterday about accidentally booking a cruise during October baseball.
Yes.
I heard what you guys said. I took Tommy's advice. I didn't take Tommy's advice, but I took what Tommy said to heart. He said, dump your girlfriend.
Yes. So did you actually dump your girlfriend?
I did not do that.
I did not dump my girlfriend.
Oh, good.
But I called the cruise line. I said, hey, right after I booked the cruise, a couple hours later, my girlfriend cheated on me and we broke up. And she felt so bad. She felt so bad for me that she refunded the money and I booked a new cruise with a different cruise line.
That's a lie. There's no way you did that, guy.
Come on.
I did. I could call back later. The show's almost over, but with her, she was there.
That is
amazing.
Did you see that coming?
Kudos. That is a massive, massive win for Connor. Massive.
That's an incredible
that
win.
Is awesome.
And let's all learn from our mistakes. Let's not book trips in the middle of October. Right.
And it's no harm, no foul, because you didn't actually break up with your girlfriend. And she gets it.
No, I know. I get you. That's unbelievable. Gabe is in Manhattan. What's up, Gabe?
Hey, Gabe.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
We're good.
Good, man. What's up?
Awesome. I just wanted to say, I'm 7 years old, so I came home last night, right, watching the game, my little brothers, my mom, you know, we're up by, what was it, 10-something, the first half, which I don't really like. I'm not a big fan of when the Knicks are up in the first half. They tend to lose, in my opinion. They're a second-half team. I prefer the second half. But either way, right, watching the game, OG's not on, Towns is on a bit, and as you keep going, you know, Towns has to make the free throws, clutch free throws. I'm sitting there, I'm like, come on, you got to make these or you will, like, this game doesn't matter unless you make the free throws. And my mom looks at me, she's like, why does it not matter? Like, get a great game. I'm like, he literally, if he doesn't make these free throws, it doesn't matter. Clutch matters more in this position right now.
Right, in the postseason, clutch matters, 100%.
Exactly. And, you know, we're watching, and as Halliburton, you know, throws up that shot. It hits the back of the rim. I stand up. I think it's over. I stand up. I look down, pump my fist. I'm like, let's go. Come on. And all mom go, oh my goodness, and Harla and Kevin Harlan's call, and then my brother goes, it went in, and I swear to God, I got terrified, and I was so thrilled when it was a two, which didn't matter eventually, but I was so thrilled because I thought, you know, you get a chance.
Right.
Take the OT, let's go, you know, Nick, come on, let's make it happen. But, you know, such is life, game one, long.
Yeah, it's a long series. Dave, is a long series.
Yes, yes.
This game shouldn't, hopefully, doesn't matter for the Knicks fan. But the range of emotions in those last, whatever, minute and a half, 2 minutes of that game, it had to have driven Knicks fans bonkers.
Well, even
your blood pressure had to be ridiculously high.
Even just the emotion of seeing the Halliburton shot go up, and you're thinking, it's over. And I'm sure there were a few people like him who put his head down and said, we won. There's a video all over the internet of a guy at Radio City talking trash as the ball goes up because he thinks the Knicks won. Mm-hmm. And he's yelling at a Pacer fan, and then it's in complete shock when it goes through. Which is why, here at 5:41 p.m., I'd like to debut my latest song.
Jeez.
Because last night did inspire a song.
You went the whole day, Evan.
I went the whole day. And I made this a quick song. This is a nice, quick, get-to-the-point song concerning last night's New York Knicks collapse. So open your ears, open your minds. I present to you a song.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Of game one.
Knicks collapsed. Our hopes came undone. Game one slipped away like a race we couldn't run. Halliburton was Miller. Neesmith couldn't be tamed. Now the garden's gone quiet and we're drowning in pain.
What do you guys think?
They're not drowning in pain because Positive Tommy's leading to the promised land.
No biggie. Did you like that one?
I did like that one.
You like that one, Sean?
Well, country music.
I like it. I think that same artist should do a follow-up song, No Biggie, if the Pacers win a game two.
Okay, fair enough.
No biggie.
In the tone of Biggie Smalls.
Okay, let me write this down.
In fact, you know what? For tomorrow, we will debut a brand new song called No Biggie. It'll be a preview of Game 2.
Good one.
So in honor of you, Tommy, No Biggie tomorrow at, let's say, the exact same time. Want to say 5?
Okay, yeah, great. Like that one? Yeah, perfect. I can't wait. I'll set my calendar.
That's a good way to kick off Memorial Day weekend. I think everybody in their cars, traffic, No Biggie debut gives them all something to look forward to at 5:30.
I got something to work on tonight. No Mets, no Yankees. I'm working on No Biggie.
Let's go to Doug in Bergenfield. How are you, Doug?
I'm doing great. Evan, Tiki, big fans. Tiki, you're my favorite other running back that wore 21. I'm a 49ers fan.
I hear you.
So, yeah, Frank Gore, then you.
16,000 on the nose.
Exactly. So, I got a bone to pick with Evan because he should be taking something out on Sean. I believe yesterday he said, and you all agreed on it, that if the Knicks lose, it would be a way to troll the Knicks, but the Mets are out of first place, and Sean should be in orange and blue.
Yes, that is my fault. So for those that are not aware, a couple of weeks ago, I guess it was almost a month ago now, we made a bet on air
at
American Dream, in which if the Mets ever fell out of first place, because Sean guaranteed basically the NL East is over, if they ever fell out of first place, he would have to paint himself in orange and blue. And if the Mets went wire to wire, I'd gladly paint myself in Yankee pinstripes. Obviously, the Mets are out of first place. They're a game and a half out. And Sean's a loser. He lost. So we were deciding what day he should wear orange and blue. And I did declare on the radio yesterday that today should be the day. But I forgot to text Sean.
Well,
I never let him know about it. And so that is my fault. I apologize.
Now, it would have been no go anyway because we also agreed I need 48 hours notice.
You need 48 hours notice?
So that would have been 24. That being said, would I have found a loophole? Yes, because what better way to come in Knicks colors than today off of that? Like head to toe, Knicks, it'll be all right.
Yeah, it could have.
I actually feel like missed opportunity.
That's
there.
A big missed opportunity all around.
Yeah, because even yesterday we said, hey, if the Knicks win or lose, it works either way. So I think we should just declare Monday. We're not here Monday. Tuesday after Memorial Day. We're all back. We're all happy. The Knicks will have played, and they're actually playing that night, game 4 in Indiana. So I don't know what the series is going to look like. Could be 2-1 Knicks, could be 2-1 Indiana, could be 3-0 Indiana. Who the hell knows? That seems like the perfect day. Right out of Memorial Day, you spend Tuesday's program dressed in orange and blue. Do we all agree on that?
That works.
I can do it.
That work?
Whatever.
You don't like that? Do you have a different
it.
Preference?
I hate it.
Okay,
no,
what day
do
you want?
The preference is not to do it during the Knicks run. But
why?
It's a Mets thing.
It's not a Mets thing because it will turn into a Knicks thing.
It doesn't matter. It's a Mets thing.
But he's not a Knicks fan, so you don't get satisfaction out of him having to dress up in orange and blue. He doesn't like the Knicks.
Yeah, I just don't. Whatever. That's my opinion.
Well, you're being like a child now.
A child. We're talking about a grown man painting himself blue and orange. And you're telling me I'm being a child.
Grown men do this every week or game.
Yeah, every Sunday. For the NFL team.
What do you prefer, I guess, is what I'm asking.
I was thinking more in the lines of a public humiliation. We have a few remotes coming up. I don't know if we've announced them. I was thinking more in lines of those, much like we did at the American Dream.
Well, we are doing one. I don't know if we've announced it yet, but I can hint at it. We are planning on doing one at Citi Field.
That would work.
That makes the most sense.
I think that's very fitting because we would be at a Met game. This is a Met bet.
That's not fine.
A Knicks bet.
That's fine. Yeah.
There's also other stuff going on at that game. So
yeah, that might reveal another point. Yeah. The only thing I would push back on, again, do you want Met fans staring at me who believed in them in being a first place team falling out of first place is the reason I'm paying off? Feels counterproductive to do that at a Met game.
They make this so difficult.
You asked my opinion. I gave it to you. Now
Tuesday's a great time. I'll paint myself orange or blue ahead of game 4.
Do what you want.
I don't, like, honestly, I just want you to pay up your bet and dress in orange and blue.
I'm telling you, Tuesday, I'm here. Got it. Ben.
I know, but now Tommy hates it. You love it too much, which is concerning. So I've got to, like, go back to the laboratory and rethink the perfect date for you to wear orange and blue.
And I honestly can't figure out why Tommy hates it and why Sean loves it.
Yeah, I can't either. I don't know.
I'm a little confused.
Think about where our rooting interest is in this series. Sean's looking at it as an opportunity to be a jerk. Exactly. Uh-huh. And I am trying to protect the shield here.
You got Knicks jerseys?
Do I have Knicks jerseys?
Yeah.
Do I have integrity?
Hey, you have a Pacers jersey.
Yeah. I don't own a Knicks jersey. He's an ass.
Why do you own a Pacers jersey?
I collected a lot of jerseys in high school, NBA and NFL. Do not own an Eagles, Cowboys, or Knicks jersey.
Do you own a Jets jersey?
No Jets jerseys.
Wow, so you had certain like restrictions on your jersey collections. See, Sal didn't. Sal would just get any jersey known to man. You would say, I stop at the teams in my town I don't like or my rivals.
Two I'm embarrassed by. Sixers, Allen Iverson. I do own an
but Anaheim jersey. But that's AI, jersey. Though.
It's I know. AI. That's why.
It's AI.
Number two, I do own a Washington Redskins jersey. Hmm.
You do?
Who?
I do. Champ Bailey.
Really? What made you get a Champ Bailey jersey?
So again, growing up, Washington for me was not as big a rival as the
Eagles. Traded for Clinton Portis, one of those weird player-for-player trades in the NFL.
And they wore for a couple years in the Cowboys Thanksgiving games when they played the Cowboys, like those throwbacky ones, and I just liked it. Mm-hmm. So I got it.
Interesting. Let's go to Sean in Bayshore. How are you, Sean?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
Good.
What's up? Evan, I got a question for you specifically, and maybe you guys have gone over this in the past, but I just find it so bizarre. I cannot wrap my head around it. Why are you a season ticket holder for the New York Knicks? You're a net fan. You are the leader of the coalition of Knick haters. And you just pay all this money to go root against the team, like, all the time. Like, it's just one of the – there's a laundry list of weird things about you, and this by far is just the most bizarre thing.
It's a great question. And you know what, Sean?
Weird. It's a good question, Sean.
I'll tell you someone else who asked the exact same question to me. James Dolan. He was very confused. That one day he was here, he said, why are you a Knicks season ticket holder?
Did he know that or did you tell him?
I think Craig may have told him, but he knew. And he's like, why are you a Knicks season ticket holder?
I didn't know if he caught you on facial recognition or something.
He may have.
Why does this guy have?
And my answer is like fourfold. There's multiple reasons. Number one, I love basketball. I love going to basketball games. Mm-hmm. Number two.
And it's easier to get there after our show.
Very easy.
Just go right up 8th Avenue, find a parking spot, and you're there.
So easy.
Park illegally for 10 minutes, and you're in the building.
Dude, it's like chef's kiss.
Yes.
I have wondered aloud, boy, my life would be easier if I was a Knicks fan just based on travel. Mm-hmm. Number two, it's a good investment. If I can't go to the game, it's a very hot ticket, I can get rid of it. And number three, this season's run is exactly why. Who can go to Knicks games? They're very, very expensive. We don't exactly have access to Madison Square Garden. Mm-hmm. The only time someone from this radio station goes to Madison Square Garden is when someone gives them a ticket, like Tommy. I think Sal went, but he may have paid for the ticket with his friend. I can go whenever I want. And starting in game five, I'm going to be in the building every night. And when I bought Knicks season tickets, a part of that was the reason. Like, hey, if they ever go on a deep run, I'm in. I don't have to worry about it. And the truth is, Teague, the Nets had a lot to do with it. I was deeply concerned that the Knicks and the Nets would play in the postseason, and I would have a difficult time getting tickets inside of Madison Square Garden. And if I had season tickets, I was already in.
Makes sense.
And so I always knew I had access. Same thing for the regular season games that I choose to go to. And so, there are a few that I want to go to. I don't have to worry about the secondary market. I don't have to worry about buying tickets that Ticketmaster hikes up. So
dynamic pricing.
Yeah.
What? So when did this happen?
It happened.
When did you get Knicks tickets?
So when the Knicks made the playoffs in 2021, right out of the pandemic, they played the Atlanta Hawks. The first game at Madison Square Garden in the postseason, game one, game they lost, I went because there were no like guaranteed seats for season ticket holders because there wasn't a full season of tickets. So I went on, I bought tickets, they were affordable, and I ended up on the Chase Bridge. I went with my dear friend Chris Big Mac McMonagle. And as soon as I sat there, I said, oh my God, I love this place. The Bridge.
The Bridge.
I said, if I ever got seasons here, I'd sit here. And after the playoff run ended, I got season tickets. Year one was not successful. Mm-hmm. The pandemic was still kind of raging.
Yep.
I didn't love my seat. I moved more to the center. I'm now dead center on that bridge, and I've loved it ever since. And I go to 3-4 games a year, the games I want to go to. If I want to go to a playoff game and hold it over Tommy's head, I go. I like being the king. Mm. I like knowing if the Knicks are in the NBA Finals, I'm going.
Right.
You don't have to worry about it.
You also like being in the building.
I like being in the building.
Things that affect New York sports. Sean and I talked about this the last week when you guys were in Boston and left the show to go to the game. We were talking about how much I appreciate the fact that you want to be in the moment.
I want to be in the moment, even with the teams I don't like. Mm-hmm. And yes, I don't like the Knicks. I don't hide that, but I want to be there. And so I can't go Friday. It's the beginning of Memorial Day weekend, but I'm making you a promise, Tiki Barber, and this audience. I'm going to be at every Knicks playoff game from that day forward. There's only one little thing the Knicks have to do.
Yeah,
not get swept. Because if they get swept, I'm done. But if they don't get swept, I'm going to game five. And I can't wait. There's nothing like Madison Square Garden.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.